welcome to the ghost gig. Are you sitting comfortably? Then let's begin.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Nice to be back. Hope everyone's well.
Sorry, I wasn't quite
you'll
sure.
Be like, you'll be like, yes, me too. I hope everyone's well too.
I also believe that. But I don't know. I felt like I couldn't think of anything clever to say, so I thought I'll just wait till you say
something.
He
just
sat
there with his eyes crossed, looking like a doofus.
Well, it would be nice if you hadn't shared that bit, to be honest. But yes, we do hope you're all well.
What other fun do I get?
Well, you get to have lots of fun. Just living with me is always fun, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
Yay.
Really fun. Speaking of fun, we've got a fun song for you today.
We have. I know what this one is because I just finished mixing it.
Yeah, I know you've just listened to it.
It won't be a complete surprise.
I know you've just listened to it like a million billion times, but would you listen to it again?
I think for you, I just might.
Okay.
And for the benefit of other people, I guess.
Yeah.
But mostly because otherwise you'll do the soppy face and then I won't know what to do.
Okay. So a special shout out to my mum who introduced me to this song many, 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 many years ago. She introduced me to a lot of folk songs and she said to me the other day, you haven't mentioned that I introduced you to this song. So yes, thank you, mum, for introducing me to this song a long, 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 long time ago. Just a heads up, in the song, when referring to Coal Black and Dusty, I am referring to a man who works with coal and has coal dust on his skin, just to clear that up. I can imagine why
you might feel the need to clarify
that. Yeah, just to clarify that. Okay, lovely. Do you want to play the song?
Yeah, you know what? I still do.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
She looked out of the window as white as any milk, and he looked in at the window as black as any silk. Hello, 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 you coal blacksmith, you have done me no harm. You never shall have me maiden hair that I have kept so long. I'd rather die a maid, but then she said I'll be buried all in me grave, than to have such a nasty, husky, dusty, fusky, musky coal blacksmith. A maiden I will die. She became a duck all on the stream, and he became a water dog and fetched her back again. Ruff! Hello, 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 you coal blacksmith, you have done me no harm. You never shall have me maiden hair that I have kept so long. I'd rather die a maid, but then she said I'll be buried all in me grave, than to have such a nasty, husky, dusty, fusty, musky coal blacksmith. A maiden I will die. She became a star all in the night, and he became a thundercloud and smothered her out of sight. Hello, 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 you coal blacksmith, you have done me no harm. You never shall have me maiden hair that I have kept so long. I'd rather die a maid, but then she said I'll be buried all in me grave, than to have such a nasty, husky, dusty, fusty, musty coal blacksmith. A maiden I will die. She became a rose all in the wood, and he became a bumblebee and kissed her where she stood. Hello, 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 you coal blacksmith, you have done me no harm. You never shall have me maiden hair that I have kept so long. I'd rather die a maid, but then she said I'll be buried all in me grave, than to have such a nasty, husky, dusty, fusty, musty coal blacksmith. A maiden I will die. She became a nun all dressed in white, and he became a canting priest and prayed for her by night. Hello, 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 you coal blacksmith, you have done me no harm. You never shall have me maiden hair that I have kept so long. I'd rather die a maid, but then she said I'll be buried all in me grave, than to have such a nasty, husky, dusty, fusty, musty coal blacksmith. A maiden I will die. She became a trout all in the rook, and he became a feathered fly and catched her with his hook. Hello, 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 you coal blacksmith, you have done me no harm. You You never shall have me, maidenhead, the tie I kept so long. I'd rather die a maid, and then she said I'll be buried all in me grave, than to have such a nasty, husky, dusty, fusky, musty, cold blacksmith. A maid and I will die. She became a fly all in the air, and he became a spider, and he took her to his lair. Hello, 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 you cold blacksmith, you have done me no harm. You never shall have me, maidenhead, the tie of caps alone. I'd rather die a maid, but then she said I'll be buried all in me grave, than to have such a nasty, husky, dusty, fusty, musty, cold blacksmith. A maid and I will die. She became a corpse, a corpse all in the ground, and he became the cold clay and smothered her all around. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, 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 hello. You cold blacksmith, you have done me no harm. You never shall have me, maidenhead, the tie of caps alone. I'd rather die a maid, but then she said I'll be buried all in me grave, than to have such a nasty, husky, dusty, fusty, musty, crusty, lusty, gusty, rusty cold blacksmith. A maid and I will die.
Cheerful!
Added in those last rusty, crusty words myself.
All of your rusty, crusties.
Yeah. Did not say busty. It sounds like I'm singing busty.
I assumed you said busty.
I'm not singing busty.
I mean, you were singing about a maiden? And updates, apparently.
And updates. Sorry, that's my laptop. Not singing about a busty blacksmith. So, this song is called The Two Magicians, or Trois Magicians.
Okay.
It's basically about a bloke being a dick and not taking no for an answer.
Yeah.
Basically.
And then she ends up dead?
Well, so the ballad originates from the north of Scotland.
Hey, yeah, they use a French title.
Scotland. What, the two magicians?
You said it was...
Trois musicians, like the Trois sisters. It's just an old way of saying two, I believe.
Okay.
Trois. Not as in like de trois, as in it doesn't mean... It's not French. That's not French. It's spelled differently. Okay. T-W-A, I believe it is.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay.
Trois sisters. Trois magicians. So, comes from Scotland.
Whee!
First source was found in Peter Buchan's Ancient Ballads and the Song of the North of Scotland in 1828. Not older than that, though.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Believed to come from Norse tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of different versions, as generally happens for popular ballads.
It feels like there's some almost catchphrases we got when we talk about folk songs here.
Yeah. I mean, we looked up the verses, and there are hundreds
and
hundreds.
It's a grab bag, isn't it? You pick and choose your favourites.
Yeah. So in the basic form, it's a story of a blacksmith who intends to conquer a virgin. But the girl flees and turns into various different animals, different elements of nature, and the man changes himself to pursue her.
It's not nice that he wasn't put off by the fact, oh, wait, she's a shapeshifter. Oh, wait, so am I.
Yeah.
I'm not just a blacksmith. I'm slumming it doing this job.
There's a trace in this story from a song way back in 1630 in a ballad entitled The Two Kind and Lovers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
I think calling these guys lovers might be a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, again, it's when the woman... Oh, but in this version, the woman chases the man.
Okay. Yeah? Okay.
Interesting.
She wants to hammer him.
So with the version we are looking at, it's tempting to say that this is an early sort of sign of feminism, almost, because she's saying, you'll never have me. I'll just keep, you know, no
or
is no.
Is that a modern perspective on the same
thing?
Well,
so it's tempting to think this and think, is this a saying, what part of no do you not understand? But... Yeah, I fear it's not, that's not what they were thinking way back then. And yeah, I mean, because eventually, of course, she turns herself into a corpse, which means she's dead and it means she can't transform anymore.
Yeah, so I got that. It was subtly implied in the song.
Yeah, so that is unfortunate. So in the very old version of the song, it was usually a classical god relentlessly pursuing a mortal maiden.
Oh, okay.
That
feels like that could be a really old story, doesn't it? I'm sure there's some Greek stories about similar things somewhere. Mind you, the Greek gods like to shag anything.
Well, this is a similar tale, although obviously if it's a god pursuing a mortal maiden, then the playing field is miles and miles apart because she obviously can't turn into anything.
Yeah, so all of a sudden shape-shifting feels a bit out of the question for one of them.
Yeah, so it's then kind of transformed into anything you can do, I can do better style thing, where at least the woman can at least transform and stays quite good-humoured all the way through.
But she's not a witch, which is quite funny.
No, but, well, she's a magician. We call her a magician.
Okay, fine.
Oh, no, in the old tales, she's not a witch. She's just a maiden.
But she's not busty?
Well, I don't know. She might be.
Okay.
She might be busty. She might be a busty wench.
She could be.
Still doesn't mean that you can just still
no,
fuck off.
No, definitely not. No, no.
Yeah, so they in the song, they both remain in quite good humour. And the blacksmith's reactions to her transformations is always relevant. He never turns himself into a padlock and chain, for instance, or into a prison cell. So it's almost sort of like something that she can still escape from, sort of.
It's how they just flirt, isn't it?
Yeah. No. And no one can stay cross for long while being called nasty, husky, dusky, fusky and musky because it's fun to sing.
That's probably true, yeah. I suppose. I'd not thought about it that way.
And I actually had to learn the words properly to record this. But other than that, if I was playing it in a pub, I would just make it up.
Yeah, I came back from work and there's post-it notes over the desk of like just rhymes of husky and... What is she doing?
Vince thought I was describing him.
Well, perhaps what it was suggestions. At least you weren't writing it down the walls.
No.
You know, all work and no play makes Alice husky busky.
Reasons not to marry Vince. One, husky. Yeah. Two, dusty.
There was a list next to it, pros and cons. Oh, well. Okay, that makes sense. I like that, though.
In the old days, if people sort of knew the song a bit but just wanted to join in, they just would sing usky, 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 usky.
Really?
Until the coal blacksmith turns up.
Oh, that's lovely. I like that detail. Because that's like when people sing onto a radio song and just go, ah, blah, 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 and have misheard song lyrics in their head for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
It's lovely. Usky, 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 usky.
Usky, 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 usky. Coal blacksmith.
If you're in a tavern, had a few, light ales. Yeah. Then usky, usky, usky. Yeah. That sounds fun.
So in all versions, the two opening lines set up the expectation of a difference in strength. So in this, black is powerful and white is weak.
Okay.
Even though, I think in our version, it's a pretty level playing field. He does get her in the end, but, she dupes him quite easily, I would say.
I mean, if shape-shifting is easy.
Yeah. Well, or clearly is to them.
I suppose we don't go into the details of logistics, do we? So, yeah, we assume so.
So a lot of magic apparently clings to, the legend of the blacksmith.
Yeah.
He works in iron, which defeated the old ones, which is sort of memories of the Bronze Age.
Mm-hmm.
The old ones are also the fairies, and the people of the hills could not tolerate cold iron. So it kind of got rid of them.
I've heard of that before.
So this is why it was lucky to nail a horseshoe to a door, because it protected the house, which of course
we've had multiple deals about horseshoes recently.
Yes, also keeps the devils out, apparently. If anyone's not listened to our devil episode a couple of weeks ago, it was before Green Inferno, wasn't it?
Yeah. About a month ago then?
Anyone wants to know more about this should go to Kipling's Puck of Pook's Hill and read the early stories about Wayland Smith.
Puck of
Pook's Hill.
Okay.
Don't know where that is.
No.
And what is the status of the female magician? Because this is quite unusual. A female
magician.
It definitely
is. That's not a combination of words you often hear.
What is she? A wise woman? A witch? She copes very well with the smith's reactions to her changes, wriggling from a duck to a star to a rose to a nun to a trout and then to a corpse. And each time he thinks he's caught her, she restarts and says firmly she wants none of it. Then, of course, the ending's quite abrupt because she turns herself into a corpse, which she keeps threatening to do. I'd rather die a maid. But then, of course, because she's dead, she can't turn herself back. And let's not think about what he does then.
It's not gone into in the song, is it?
No. But in some ways, she has won, because she'll say, a maiden, I will die. I'd rather die.
She was true to her word there. So
yeah,
so
in
good.
A way, she's kind of won, because he never got her when she was living. I mean, as I said, we don't know what he did once she died. But, yeah. So
let's assume he lost interest.
So, the research I sort of read sort of indicated that she... It was a kind of an own goal for her in a way, because once she was dead, he kind of did what he liked. But, I used to sing this song as a very little girl. Obviously, you don't really know what the...
Were you singing Usky, Usky, Usky?
I don't know. I think I'd just
After
make
lots
up...
lots of Ribena.
fusky, dusky, musky. But I think I used to drive my mum mad, actually, because I'd sing it and she'd be like, no, the words are such and such. I've written it down. The words are husky, dusty, fusky, musty, Cole Blacksmith. And I just sing them in random order and make my own up. And when I relearned this song for a concert a couple of months ago, she went, you're still not singing the words right. You're 33 now and you're still not doing it right.
And I think like, that's fair.
Just doing it to
if
wind
you're
doing
you up. It at a concert, well, yeah, okay.
I mean, I just, obviously for this podcast, I was like, I better sort of do it right because it's going to be repeated and repeated and people will notice. But in a pub full of people, when it's busy and loud and noisy, people aren't going to notice.
No.
If I sing a slightly different word to before. Yeah, so it's a really fun song. I hope you like it. It's a fun song.
I did enjoy that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was that sort of playful but yet grim.
Yeah. That is folk music.
Absolutely.
Oh, what a jolly old song. Oh, it's really actually quite disturbing.
Yes. The Constance death.
Yeah.
Romance.
Yeah.
magic.
Bit of magic. Yeah. So there we have it. That's the two magicians, or the trois magicians. And obviously focuses on a male and female magician. But now we are going to hear about another woman of magic, that is a witch. Or is she a witch? Is she a wise woman? We're not really sure what she is, but we're going to hear about Jenny Greenteeth now.
What a name.
I know. Are you ready to hear about Jenny Greenteeth?
I am. I feel sorry for anyone listening who's called Jenny.
Sorry,
but
if you're called Jenny. I'm sure that they're not called Jenny Greenteeth, though.
It's pretty unlikely.
Yeah. Okay, are you ready?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, here we go. Let's begin. This tale is thought to come from Lancashire in the UK. The legend itself very possibly sprouts from the oh-so-common plant known as duckweed. She became a duck. Green and flat. It grows in
She's
mass.
Green and flat.
No, sorry. The duckweed is green and flat.
Okay.
You're green and flat. Mm-hmm. The duckweed grows en masse in ponds and rivers. In fact, there is so much of it that sometimes it can look like solid green surface. Many unsuspecting children or grown-ups have tried to walk upon it with disastrous consequences. I've definitely seen that before, where it looks like it's just kind of like, you know, flat, and you could just walk across it.
Our dog, when I was young, ran into a pond thinking it was grass.
Oh, bless him.
Splop.
Oh.
He was surprised.
Oh, I bet he was.
He was quite blind by that point. So,
oh, you know. No. Oh, poor doggy.
He,
no,
he still came out wagging his tail. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, his dog's off water.
Yeah.
There, under the green carpet of leaves, lurks a terrifying being. She is known as the River Hag and spends all her time waiting by the edge of the waterside or under, and her official name is Jenny Greenteeth or Wicked Jenny.
Mm. Wicked Jenny's a slightly cooler name. You probably should have lived with
Wicked
that one.
Jenny is cool. But Wicked Jenny sounds like something from Victorian times. Something like,
yeah,
you hear about like Black Jane or something, you know, evil Victorian
evil
women that evil Cedric, yeah, who was sort of murdered by Jack the Ripper, that kind of thing.
Mm.
Evil Cedric. Is that your burlesque name?
You know that it's not.
Yeah, there, we all know what your burlesque
Twirly
name is.
McTips.
Twirly McTips. That's why all those nipple tassels are lying around.
I know.
Wonder what that was about.
The adhesive doesn't last. It's really annoying. I mean, you have to keep refreshing it, and then eventually it's all full of fluff, and we're getting way off topic.
I mean,
please tell us about green tea.
I will
green
do,
tea, Jenny.
I will do, but you will think we're joking, right? Okay, the nipple tassels, no, but I have come back when he's come back from a festival, and he's done his washing, and there's like little hot pants and little crop tops on the
it was 35 degrees and there was no shade.
Yeah, so he went and bought.
I was walking sweat. I was gonna wear the smallest pants possible.
Yeah, so he dressed as a 15-year-old girl. I mean, why not?
Anyway. Well, that wasn't quite the intention, but I wasn't as warm as I would have been.
Anyway, Wicked Jenny. Her spirit was first sighted in the north of England, but accounts of her are reported all over the country, especially to children who are not behaving themselves. For this witch has a terrible habit of snatching away young lives and dragging them deep down under the water. You may have heard of the Grindylow or bog monsters. Jenny is a whole different kettle of fish.
Oh.
She is omnipresent and has been known to spring up in several different places at once. She is gruesome in appearance. Curled claws grow from each of her fingers, and when she smiles her terrible smile, you'll be greeted by razor-sharp, mossy teeth. Her body is always dripping wet, always trailing water weeds and plants. She has long, matted black hair, gnarled green skin, and freakishly long arms that can snatch a victim clean off their feet from up to 5 meters away. These poor souls are then dragged deep down into the water, never to be seen again. Once her victim is lifeless, she would make a good meal out of them.
Well, she's not wasteful.
No, she's recycling not wasteful. You know, she probably uses the bones for broth and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. So, you know. It was common that in Lancashire, Cheshire and Shropshire from the 19th century, even sometimes to this day, children were told never to go near rivers or ponds for fear that Jenny would reach out her long, spindly arms and drag them down into the murky depths. If a pond or river was stagnant, that was a sure sign that Wicked Jenny had made it her home.
Mm-hmm.
But there weren't just bodies of water that weren't safe. Jenny, for her credit, was also pretty nimble and could also be found in the tops of trees. At night, her low moans could be heard high above the children's head as they tried to sleep in vain. Sometimes, the children did not even have to venture outside to be punished by Wicked Jenny. One quoted, "I was often told by my mother and my nurse that if I did not keep my teeth clean, I would be dragged into a pond by Jenny Greenteeth. When I asked why, they said the same threat was given to them as children."
Just pass it on.
Yeah, pass it on. Don't leave your teeth dirty.
I mean, that is quite good advice.
Thank you. In 1980, a 68-year-old woman was interviewed and she claimed to have seen Wicked Jenny as a child. This was her description as follows. "She had pale green wrinkly skin, sharp green teeth and very, very long locks of black hair, thin green fingers and spidery nails. She was very, very thin with a pointed chin and enormous black eyes." However, other local people were quick to dispute this.
"How would she know what she looks like?"
said another.
"She has no form to describe. She never appears above the water."
So some people think that she's just a sort of invisible spirit that lures people, and other people say she's got an actual form. So
okay.
To me, it sounds like two legends colliding or two myths colliding and becoming one.
Could be, or like, oh no, that actually all you saw was just Mad Enid.
Mad Enid. Some people even think of Jenny Greenteeth as the duckweed itself. The way the plant closes over everything that falls into the water, hiding them completely from view, is certainly disconcerting.
That's something I imagined when you were first describing it. I thought, obviously this is all meant as a warning.
Yeah, exactly.
So, okay.
We can never accuse Jenny of not keeping up with modern times. Most recently, she is saying to haunt drains, canals and sewer tunnels. So don't go near those either.
Okay.
Mostly the legend of Jenny Greenteeth has said to have gone quiet in the last decade or so. But in 2018, her story was brought up once more to the surface, no pun intended. An Australian tourist, Karen, was visiting Liverpool and was snapping away on her phone in the St. James Cemetery. After looking at the image, she realised there was something strange about it. The photo was of a large gravestone in the foreground and a tangle of trees and branches and twigs behind it. Then off to the side of the photo is a dark shape. On closer inspection, it appears to be a woman facing away from the camera. She is wearing a dark black coat or cloak and has a long tangle of black hair that tumbles over her shoulders. We cannot see her face. I found the photo and it is certainly odd. There is certainly something there. I mean, I'll post it on Instagram.
I feel like I may have seen that somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds interesting.
Very easy to find. If you just Liverpool Jenny Greenteeth Cemetery, it comes up. It's certainly interesting. I mean, you know, like you see photos of something, it's clearly like it's just overexposure or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it's definitely her, but it's definitely something strange in the photo. And this photo could coincide with another legend. It was believed that years and years ago, a poor homeless woman with green teeth and lanky long black hair had made the cemetery her home. She had built a little makeshift hut in the trees. This rather unfortunate woman was also nicknamed Ginny Greenteeth by the locals. Perhaps it was her sad spirit that Karen had captured back in 2018. So there was a real woman living in the in the thing. And of course, because it was around that area where Ginny Greenteeth was supposed to reside, and this poor lady had black hair and, you know, probably not very good oral hygiene. So yeah, people can be pretty cruel. Most alarmingly, sightings of Wicked Jenny reach even further than the UK. She, or similar spirits, have been seen in Japan, America and Jamaica. Some of these spirits or witches have got their own titles in the different countries. We have the Slavic Ruska, the Kappa from Japan, and in Australia we have the Bunyip. All of these are really terrifying enough to keep you up at night.
Okay, so this is just the UK version.
Yeah, it's just our version. The bloody things are everywhere.
And they have cooler names, to be fair.
Yeah. I think Wicked Jenny, that puts a bit of a shiver down my spine, actually. Wicked Jenny, because it's such a normal, sort of nice name, Jenny. When you put Wicked in front of it, it's very disconcerting. I find it disconcerting.
Okay. I'm not sure I do.
Oh, yeah. Sodgy then. To this day, Jenny's story continues to haunt people. Many are still cautious and take care to stay away from natural bodies of water. Others believe that Jenny can shapeshift and take form on land. But most believe that Wicked Jenny can only perform her terrible deeds while she is in the water. Another encounter tells the tale of a young boy called Peter, who is fishing out in the dead of night, trying to help his parents. The family were hungry, and the little boy was trying to do his bit by catching some fish for breakfast. His parents, however, had forbidden him to go near the water. So, desperate to try and help regardless, Peter had snuck out at night with his fishing rod. He watched, using the moonlight as his guide, hoping to see ripples on the surface of the water. He gazed intently into the pond, and all of a sudden, a bright yellow glare gazed back at him. Intrigued, Peter leant forward, trying to see more clearly what was under the water. Shuffling his feet forward, he moved closer to the edge. Like lightning, the yellow glare took shape of a woman. She looked half dead as she stretched out her long ghoulish arms and lunged towards him. She let out a scream that was straight from hell. Peter jammed his hands to his ears, and his own scream drowned in her terrible cry. Peter's body crumpled and he fell to the ground, the scream still ringing in his ears. He opened his eyes just in time to see a wet, mouldy hand reach out, clearly with the intention of taking hold of his ankle. Crying, Peter kicked out with all of his might and scrambled away from the ghoulish hand. Still, the fingers reached out, searching, the rest of her submerged in the darkness of the night. Heart hammering, Peter picked himself up. The hand was still trying to grab onto him, but he was too far. She couldn't reach. Without a second glance, Peter took to his heels and ran as if the hounds of hell were after him. Behind him, the Witch of Hell sank back to her algae-covered lair. When Peter got home, his frightened parents were waiting for him. They'd heard his cries and hurried footsteps as he'd hurried up to the house. Peter sat and told his mother everything, fully expecting for her to dismiss his story and for telling him off for sneaking out. But the look on her face when he described what he had seen told him that she believed every single word. "So you met Wicked Jenny," said his mother quietly. "And now you know the real reason why we warned you not to go out at night and not to go near the pond." The end.
Fair enough, yeah.
Apparently a real encounter. Apparently.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good idea to not be near bodies of water when you're a child.
It's interesting. Absolutely. She doesn't go in the sea, isn't it? Well, not mentioned.
I imagine that has other monsters associated with
it. Yeah, it's got enough, really,
it.
Hasn't it? It has enough.
She
enough.
Basically is sort of any inland bodies of water and treetops.
Yeah. Similarities with La Llorona.
Yeah, certainly. But even just like, yeah, it's good advice. I mean, heck, even, I don't know if you had similar things when you were a kid. I don't remember there being a spectre to associate with it, but I do remember even in school being shown videos of do not go near, well, for us it was quagmires, because we're up near the moors.
Yeah.
So there's areas where you can sink into the ground, it's quite dangerous for your child.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you see these sorts of things or these signs, do not go near, mm-hmm. those sorts of things, like how to cross the road and
yeah,
all those sorts of videos. But yeah, we had ones about quagmires and badgers for some reason.
Badgers. Well, badgers are bastards.
So badgers are quite big in
I know. I've seen them. Well, they're big now. I mean, I see them occasionally when I'm out walking. Obviously, I stay a good distance away from them. But they are massive.
There's a set of them living near our flat.
Yeah. Where? Where are they?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, where?
The park.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
I think they're lovely, but yeah, you don't stay away from them because they're big bastards.
Yeah.
Also, I just like the title Jenny Greenteeth or Wicked Jenny. It just sounds so British. It sounds so British. You know, all these exotic names of other countries. We've just gone Wicked Jenny, Naughty Jenny.
Which probably sounds more exotic in other parts of the world,
maybe.
To be fair.
I like Wicked Jenny. I just think that, as I said, it gives me a bit of a tingle. Yeah, so there you go. That is the tale of Wicked Jenny or Jenny Greenteeth. So stay away from rivers and
good
ponds
advice,
and
good
sewers.
Advice. Unless you live on a houseboat.
Well, then
in
you're
which
screwed.
Case, just live in fear, basically.
Yeah, live in fear. Well, just don't go near the duckweed.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's probably quite a good idea.
Yeah, so there we have it. So we will be back in a couple of weeks with our next film episode.
Yeah.
And hope everyone's had a nice Easter break, if you celebrate it. And yeah.
Well, it's springtime now, isn't it?
It's
so
springtime.
I hope everyone's having a nice spring.
The sun is actually shining outside.
If you're in the Northern Hemisphere.
How long it'll last, but yeah. Yeah. If you're in this part of the world, obviously it's coming into autumn.
Yeah, that's how it works.
That's how it works. Yeah, that's how it works. We know how it works.
Science.
Science. Yes. So yeah, have a lovely couple of weeks, everyone, and we will speak to you soon. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.